Hey, this is Dear Scooter from Sleep With Me Podcast. If this is your first time listening, this is just a bonus episode of Sleep With Me Podcast. For regular episodes, you can check us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts, or at www.sleepwithmepodcast.com. This is going to be a little bit different than a normal episode. It won't be edited. It won't be professional, though that's not been a problem in the past. It's just going to be a guided meditation. And this guided meditation, like most, is meant to put you to sleep. Let's go ahead and close your eyes. Let yourself sink into the mattress and take a deep breath in. Let it out. You can feel some tension leaving your body. What you don't realize is you're also sinking and shrinking and dinking like a shrinky dink. You're melting down. You feel warm because as you're shrinking, your room's changing to a garden. Now you're not asleep on a bed anymore. But you're asleep on a dandelion, like the fuzzy dandelion, because you've shrunk down into the world of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and Bug's Life and Ants and another movie I saw recently that I can't remember that had shrunk down, a girl that shrunk down, and she had to save some people. Yeah, it's a surprise, I can't remember the name of that movie, but her dad was looking for the bugs. It was a lot like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, but it was animated. And I think she fell in love with a guy that turned out to be a prince. But for you, you're just napping on one of those fuzzy dandelions. And then your feet plop down. You blow the dandelions away, but you reach out. You grab two of them. You start to float on the air. Get a good view of your yard. You're big enough that no one's going to mess with you. But you're small enough that this is the first time you've seen this world in this way. In those movies, it's either the regular world of the characters of the story, or a dangerous foreign world that a bunch of scientist kids are in, or some nosy Hardy Boy Scooby-Doo type characters. But you, it's just your yard. Or it could be your favorite spot in the woods. It's just cool to be in a spot you've been before, but now everything's new. Wow, look at those grass blades and the dew. Go ahead and take a piece of dew and run it through your hair and your forehead. Doesn't that feel good? It's warm. Sun-kissed, they say. The dirt. Go ahead and run your hand into the dirt. See, you always thought it was so hard packed, but it feels nice in your fingers. I'm sure you see bugs, but they got stuff to do. They're ignoring you. Now let's take a little bit more of a walk over here to this cool and out to this little puddle here in the sun. It's like a hot tub and a mud bath. You can go ahead and lie down in it. No one cares if you're gonna look grody because you're shrunk. No one's gonna see you. It's so warm. It's like a warm hot tub bath combo. You're floating in there. A unicorn just came, a miniature one, said, "Hey, you're the magical person I heard about that shrunk down. Come on, follow me. I want to take you to a place that's even better than this puddle." And then the unicorn's gone, and you look around, was that even real? Was there a unicorn? Or was that just something in my mind? You stand up, get out of the puddle, and instantly you're dry. Cool. Take a couple more steps. Driveway. Depending on where in the country you live, your driveway could be made of anything. Could be dirt. Could be concrete like mine. Could be asphalt or tarred over asphalt or whatever people call it, I don't know. Could be some crumbled rock. Whatever it is, feels good under your feet. And you notice couple $50 bills that people have dropped that were mixed in on the side, and you fold them up and you put them under your arms like you were an architect going to a meeting or a cartologist going to a presentation. And then you run back to your back door and you shove them under your mat for cleaning your feet. Which is kind of heavy, but you get the money under there. Then you walk back down the driveway towards the garage. And you notice it smells different down here. Asphalt smells more. It smells warm and moist, humid. You can smell the wood of the garage door, the frame, much more intensely. And then you get in the garage and notice smell of grease on the ground where you park your car. And then you go ahead and rub your feet in that grease. And then you start skating around the garage like a little sprite, because that's what you are right now. A little pixie or a little sprite or a whatever you want to call yourself. Where's Waldo come to life? Skating around. You feel like you're a kid from either a movie or real life at an ice skating or roller skating party. Suddenly you're holding hands with someone. You know they're not really there, but make you feel safe and loved. And that's the kind of person that made your heart pitter-patter. And they smile at you and snuggle in against your neck. Everything feels okay. Because it is. You're a sprite skating on grease in a garage. At the same time, a wondrous person's there for you. And you do a couple spins, and that person spins off. And the party comes to a close after you do the hokey pokey, and you won. Because you did the best hokey pokey out of anyone. Turned yourself around. That's what it's all about. I mean, you put your right foot in, your left foot in, whole body in, shook it all about. You did the hokey pokey, you turned yourself around. And everyone's just cheering. Oh, man. You put aside all your inhibitions and you hokeyed, you pokeyed. Wow. You're really growing. You're changing. And then you suddenly realize that you always thought all your problems were so big, but now you're so small that they don't really matter. Like, you think that because you're small, your problems would seem more significant, but you really realize how insignificant they are, the bills. Like the time yesterday when you got home from work and you opened your mail and you saw a water bill. It was $109. And you were like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I got a $109 water bill. And you realized you had an auto bill pay and you underpaid last month. And then you used more water this month. And how many different charges can a water bill be? I mean, no one told me when I'd grow up I'd be paying a water bill. And now I gotta pay $109 for a water bill. And then milk, I just bought a gallon. And then you say, man, there I go again with $109 for freaking water. Well, there's people. You say, man, yeah, I guess it doesn't really matter. It's not a crushing. I can actually handle it because I'm so small. Paradox, maybe they'll call it. You know, it's going to be okay. We'll pay that water bill. Somehow. Some way. Sure, milks. Well, if we stay small, that milk's going to last us till it goes bad. And then we can use it for something else, like maybe milk's good for our skin. You know, a gallon of milk will last a little guy a million years. But yeah, at some point, we got to go back to normal size. But now we realize that the problems we had, they're not going to bother us as much. Sure. You might have to be on hold with the cell phone company to find out why when you cancel one phone. And there's only still one phone on there, but they're still charging you for a family plan. But how can there be a family plan if there's only one phone on there? I mean, when you're little, it doesn't make it such a big deal. That kind of logic. That then you call the paying customer service line and it's like, you know, I mean, even after you figure out they have to say agent 65 times, yeah, you're just on hold, and then something, then your cell phone disconnects, the same one you're calling from that you're calling to pay. That, yeah, but to figure out why you're getting charged a family plan or a group plan when you only have one phone on there, and it costs $20 more than just one phone. And sure, you could beat yourself up for procrastinating about it for 4 or 5 months. And hoping the company would just have the common sense to switch you. But you're little now. It doesn't matter, man. Because you know what just floated by? One of those fuzzy bumblebees. Just flew under your arm. And then another one flew under your other arm. You're holding on to them. They're kind of just carrying you and snuggling up against your sides. Keeping you warm. The vibration feels real good. And they got that fur, and it's so nice that it just makes you forget that, yeah, you know, sure, things are going great at work. And it took 5 weeks to get that review back from the person you asked to do it for, and then they still haven't got back to you about that other email that you're kind of mad about, or kind of maybe more than a little mad, I guess. And sure, somebody was laughing at you yesterday, and then this kid had said to you, asked you if you were a lion, because it looked like the hair from your beard was growing, connected to, because you needed a haircut, and it was connected to the hair on your head, but it really wasn't. And everyone knows you're not a lion, and you know that's okay. And you then that made you shaving get a haircut, so it was a good thing. That kid, he was just making an observation. He wasn't even trying to make fun of you. And you realize that, 'cause you're a little person now with bees. They're your best friends, and they take you in to their hive, which you think would be a dangerous place, but it's not. And you'd think that go against everything the bee says to say, hey, take a bite of our honeycomb, and why don't you lie down in some honey, honey? You know? Yeah, and you're doing that. Feels good. It almost makes you forget that how just unappreciated you are. Now, well, let's not get into it because we're a little person, and now they're covered in honey. Kitty cat's coming in. We're running away from it because I don't want to get licked by a sandpaper tongue kitty cat. And I don't want to get licked by any animals, as a matter of fact, because I'm just not in the mood. And now my feet are stuck in the grass. But it kind of feels good, too. And I don't care that dirt's sticking to me now, and I can barely move because of all the heavy weight of the stones and the dirt sticking to the honey. And now the bees seem mad, like those two bees were doing some kind of joke. So now the other bees are mad at it, and now they're trying to come after you. Doesn't matter, we're little. World's our oyster. Oh no. A oyster, a land oyster, just got us in its shell. Oh, but you know, it's not so bad, man. For thousands of years, we'll turn into a pearl. A beautiful pearl. Probably. And that'll make all the difference, right? And that will make all the difference. So let's just curl up in the fetal position. Because if you're a pearl, you don't have water bills or jobs with supervisors and related issues and pay gaps and cell phone companies and endless bills and still not being good at paying things on late fees, oh boy, and all these monopoly type things that you feel like are oppressing you. And then somebody says, get over yourself, man, you're just a narcissist, and you know, I can't love you because you're a monster, and you know, in the shell, it doesn't matter, and you'll never amount to anything, but I'm still trying to, you know, I try every day. And then you say, hey, you know, I'm doing the best I can, and they say, your best isn't even close to good enough, and you're not even trying. But curled up in this oyster shell, none of that matters, right? Because I'm being slowly turned into a pearl. One day, some mega corporation's going to fish me out of this. Put me in a fish tank, and some bratty kid's going to force her parents to pay $27 to pull me out. Some underpaid worker without insurance is going to crack me open and pull me out and hand me this girl. And she's going to have me inset on a hopefully platinum ring, and then she's going to re-lose me in the garden. But I still won't have a water bill, man, because I'll be a pearl in a garden. You know what they say about garden pearls, don't you? They're the most happiest pearls of all. Yeah, I can sing about it because as a pearl in a garden, been here thousands of years, and that's why I'm telling you this story. I've seen fire, I've seen rain, I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end. I've seen lonely times when I could not find a friend because I'm a garden pearl, but I always thought I'd see you just this first time again to tell you, ooh, whatever he does with his voice after that. And, you know, a lot of this Miss Piggy talk this last podcast made me think of, like, another song who said that every wish would heard and be answered when wished on the morning star. Somebody thought of that, and somebody believed it, and look what it's done so far. It's so amazing that keeps us stargazing. But yeah, even as a pearl, I don't even care about following through on that. Yeah, man. It's just a garden pearl. That's what you gotta be sometimes. Curl up and you some days you get swallowed by a oyster, crunched into a pearl over thousands of years and bought by a bratty kid. Some days you get water bills. Some days you're flying on dandelions and the sunshine warms your skin. None of that matters. None of the fact that, you know, you can't get somebody, you get somebody on the phone after you've been on hold for so long, and then they say, like, no, this is definitely the price you're going to pay. And either then there's all these taxes and fees after you get the bill, or the bill comes in as nothing. Like, then you call it, well, that person wasn't authorized to give you that price. But they did. Like, it's not like I can check out at a store and then they come running after me. Like, oh, no, we were going to charge you $12 more for that. I don't get it. And, yeah, and then, you know, it's like a puppy dog comes and sniffs you. It's a garden pearl, and it feels great. You don't have to remember all these things and that, you know, tried to smile at someone and then it looked like they're smiling, you know, and this stuff really happens, you think it doesn't, but it looked like they're smiling at you and then it looked like they're going to make conversation and she was like looking at your bike and then you said, okay, man, this is it. This is the time I suck it up and I say, you know, and then you say something and ended up there looking at the person with the service dog that was on the other side of the train. And then they made a sound when, you know, one of those sounds with their nose when they realized you were talking to them. Or the other time 2 weeks ago when it happened, they didn't even notice. Yeah, that hurts, but not when you're a garden pearl. Like an island in the ocean of the garden. Safe, because a garden pearl, it's hard on the outside and on the inside. And it sleeps the eternal sleep of pearls, not to be disturbed by any of these human frailties. So, be a garden pearl, because it doesn't make any sense. I mean, at one point, you were a sprite or a pixie, skating on grease. Those were the good times. We had good times together. Remember that? Now you won't even speak to me. Why? Oh, wait. No, that's not you. You're the... No, yeah. It was like we were at a skating party. Those were good times. So those garden pearls, we can remember those good times. And know that maybe that streak, that iridescent streak of nighttime across our surface that gives it a little swirl that makes us unique and important. And unique doesn't have to be an insulting word when someone says you're unique and they're trying to insult you. You know it. Like, oh yeah, you're unique. I'd just rather be friends with you because but you're so unique. Yeah. But unique can be a good thing, you know? Or, God forbid, they call you eccentric, and I mean, wow. But that doesn't have to be hurtful. I could be an eccentric garden pearl. Just being a garden pearl is eccentric. It's not a bad thing. You know, the dog loves us, it sniffs us again, and oh, because it peed on us. But yeah. Or original. Oh, but you're so original. You'll be fine, you'll find someone. But I'm a garden pearl. I don't need no one. I sing the song of a garden pearl. It's a lonely one. I can't sing or even make a tune because I'm a garden pearl. Yeah. And then you might, like, think about other good times you had. When you're a sprite, and then you'd think, oh, you know what, that reminded me of last night's Walking Dead, man. And it's like, that felt like such a ripoff. I love that show, but I mean, come on. I mean, I don't understand. Are you trying to take advantage of me as a viewer? Or why was it with these half seasons? Why couldn't, and what happened back when shows had, like, the end of the season was 2 hours? I mean, now I don't have anything to look forward to. But I'm a garden pearl, so I don't care. These tears are just dog pee on me. Yes, sirree. So yeah, that's about it for the garden pearl. I hope you're asleep, because this was weird. Yep, it was. And I'm trying to hopefully... Yeah, like, as a garden pearl, I think, like, am I using for this bonus episode all the megabytes that I paid for this month? Because I want to make sure my fans get every single megabyte I paid for in a downloadable form. But then you turn around and call me unique. Oh, or weird. Oh, that stings. Well, it doesn't sting. Because I've grown as a garden pearl and learned that those are badges of honor. Scars of battle of misunderstanding. Some people are afraid to be unique and iridescent with dog pee. Some people are afraid to just be in a garden covered in dog pee, but not me. I'm a garden pearl. I'm not afraid to be strange. Okay, this is getting way too strange. I gotta cut in here. I might have bumped my head at some point. And I apologize for the singing. And the water bill stuff was way... I can't be putting my personal stuff on you guys. And I... with the cell phone bill. Yeah, I mean, that's my personal business. And any lonely stuff, that was just because I hit my head. Nothing. That wasn't true. And... so, yeah, and now, I mean, I guess I'm reinforced, but I hit my head, so just the stuff that was weird was just because I was, what happened was, I was in the middle of, like, the part with the sprites, and you might not have heard it, but something hit me in the head. It was like, well, if I was shrunk down, it could have been anything. It probably was, like, some little brat shooting a shell from a sesame seed or something, and it hit me in the head, and then I started saying all that crazy stuff. So, yeah, let's not break up this podcast listener and podcast host, because you've chosen this weirdness, so you must like something about it, you know? And I mean, this is a bonus episode, so it gets ultra weird, and I didn't get pervy or anything, so... you know, they got pervy in the regular episodes with, and those were, you know, that was to, those were people that were in hell being punished, so, yeah, it's awkward. No wonder I have trouble with my human relationships, and I'm a garden pearl, hard on the inside, hard on the outside, you know, should be our, let's agree to that, but then in this, we'll have a secret spot inside of our pearlness, or maybe the garden pearl and the oyster, even though there's no such thing as garden pearls or oysters. Well, garden oysters definitely don't exist. A garden pearl could be abandoned by a bratty little kid. But the original garden oyster that created us, like, maybe there is an interconnectedness to that, because the inside of a shell, you know, anything inside a shell is always extra soft, except for the pearl part. And what's more beautiful? I mean, if you're eating the oyster, and I guess that's kind of a sad way to look at it, but yeah, you know, the oyster's got a little soft, disgusting part of it that's alive, that's grosser than gross. I mean, I like oysters, but let's say they're not going to win any beauty awards or smell awards or tactile awards. I mean, they're unique, a unique tactile experience when you eat one. But it's not like something you're like, it's only when you're seeking out that uniqueness that you desire it. It's not like, whew, yeah, I thought I was over my addiction to this, and then I started sucking down these oysters. And obviously that bankrupted me, and then I went to clams, and eventually I started chucking mussels off of shoals, and then I got arsenic poisoning, and that led to mental illness, which led to me starting a podcast called Sleep With Me Podcast, and the rest is history. So, hopefully I've used up my allotted megabits and helped you fall asleep. Then, if I haven't, sorry. But, thanks for listening. And these bonus episodes, honest, if you are listening and you can't sleep, believe me, I'm not joking. And when I say you have my sympathy, compassion, empathy, whichever one is the proper vocabulary word for, I don't feel what you feel like, I don't feel your pain like Bill Clinton used to say, or your, well, we won't get into that. But yeah, I know what you're going through, and I know that I can't even understand the uniqueness of your pain of not being able to sleep. And whether it's temporary or long-term, that's the reason I do this podcast, because I've lied there watching the seconds go by. And I know it's painful, and that's why I'm trying to bore you to sleep. And maybe just, I mean, I don't know, there's other people listening to this podcast other than you, and they're in the the same boat. I don't know if that helps, but you're not alone. There's people that understand the pain you're going through. And whether it's, it might not even be sleeping, it might be that you're strange, unique, and people have said that mean to you. But that's why, I don't know, that's why I make this podcast, I guess. Boy, I forgot I'm not editing this, so yeah, the reason I make this podcast is for you guys, and to try to help spread some weird around and help you fall asleep and bring a little strangeness to your world. I guess that's spreading weird around, did I say? But yeah, I don't know, this part might get cut off because I don't know how many megabytes we're talking here, or gigabytes. So yeah, this for you guys, the listeners, that are still listening after this. Yeah, so thanks, honestly, because I wouldn't follow through on this if you didn't listen to it. I had this idea a long time ago, and it took some stuff happening to me that, you know, had a project fall apart, and I said, hey, you're going to follow through this or not? You've been talking about it. Maybe there are some people out there that think your eccentricities are interesting and boring enough to help them sleep. And if you guys weren't listening, I wouldn't have followed through after episode, I don't even know. So thanks for listening, and I hope, yeah, like I said, I hope you're not listening. I hope you're asleep. But if you, if all else fails, just remember, be a garden pearl, hard on the outside, hard on the inside. It's the kind of people I'm, it's the kind of world I want to live in. Oh boy, don't quote me on any of this, please. This is a bonus episode, okay? It's not submittable as evidence in a 5150 hearing or in any court hearings, custody hearings, any kind of hearings, okay? This is not legal evidence. It's all fiction, right? It's all fiction, man. All right, so get some sleep. Good night. I should have stopped this hours ago. Good night. I'll see you on the next real episode. All right, I gotta get this. Honestly, it's like I gotta get this uploaded because it's the 31st, and I have to upload to the servers by midnight. So I gotta, and you know, bye, good night.